Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, every year the CSO reports on the most popular names our parents are choosing for their newborns. And over the years, there have been distinct fashions that have ebbed and waned. You don't meet many people call Chardonnay anymore. Nowadays, though, there's a distinct movement towards using Irish names. And Derek O'Shea, author of Mother Fuckler and Crack Baby, has noticed something else about this, an increasing use of gender-neutral names. Derek, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
And historically, when people would choose names for their babies, it was a lot of it to do with fashion, or they wanted to make some statement to the world.
I think fashion has always been a big part of things. I think that names go in and out of fashion, just like hats or trousers or things. And when I was doing a bit of research before on names, back in the 1950s, there was an article complaining about newfangled fashionable names from Hollywood, and the names were Gary and Alan.
I suppose, would there have been a period in Ireland where we would have chosen maybe more American sounding names, what we consider to be American?
That has been creeping up, Sean. There was a case where, like, historically we were very traditional in the names. Part of that was down to when a priest would not baptize a name that wasn't a saint's name. My mother and her sister both had saints' names stuck before the names they actually used. That was extremely normal for a while. And you probably found that, yes, that some names which we thought never would have landed in Ireland, like Josh and Chad, are beginning to turn up. So these things do come and go, but it seems very much in this century that Irish names that are different from the ones we grew up with have become very, very, very popular.
Yeah, and people won't use the names of their exes.
This has been a big thing, because when people look at, let's say, at a name, that why has Mary dropped so suddenly as a name? It used to be that every girl was called Mary, and then there became a point where every dad to be had an ex called Mary, and same thing has probably happened to Stephen. And those names go out of fashion because when parents are picking a name for their child, they go through the list of exes and say, not that name, not that name.
And is it actually the case, Olivia, the name Olivia was relatively popular, but then the film Grease came out?
Yeah, very much. I think Irish people, among other things, more than even picking a saint's name, they hate the idea that a name is popular. That they've picked a name because of a famous person. So you see, Olivia was very popular in Ireland until Olivia Newton-John became a massive star, and then people thought maybe not. And then likewise, like, Lauren was really growing in the 90s. A lot of Laurens you'll meet were born in the 90s. And then when Lauren Hill became so popular, I was mixed up with the Limerick School for a second. When she became so popular, people thought, well, maybe not. Maybe people think I'm the sort of person who names their child after a celebrity, and I simply would never do that. And there's a rake of those names, actually, Sean. But it seems that if multiple famous people have the name at the same time, like Chris, all the Chris's in Hollywood, or Prince Harry and Harry Potter at the same time, that seems to dampen it a bit. That makes it safe.
Yeah. So when did the Irish names start appearing in more volume on the CSO lists?
Well, I think the big thing was a couple of years ago is they started factoring in the fathers. And it used to be that, say, and there's been pros and cons to that. Like, it used to be a case that a person called Roisin or Orla would just... their name would be recorded one way or another, where the parents included that or not. And it meant that if a child realized that their parents hadn't used fathers correctly, they could fix it themselves later in life. But now we have separate records for Roisin with the two fathers, Roisin with no fathers, and Roisin with an incorrect number of fathers.
God, yeah, that is confusing. But there seems to have been a distinct trend. Parents are actively deciding to give their kids Irish names. Do you think that's fashion or maybe something more profound?
I think it's a combination of things, Sean. And one thing is, I think during the Celtic Tiger, people, the first generation ever in Ireland, thought our children may not have to emigrate, and I can risk giving them a name that's very proudly, defiantly, aggressively, cheerfully Irish. And it used to be a case that you'd have before, like, names like Deirdre and Emer are, you know, relatively phonetic. You know, they're not going to terrify your English cousins. But whereas when Keelan with or Fionnuala with the two with the G, silent GH in the middle. That that could probably put you in a watch list back in those days.
Yes, but you think now that the beyond that now there's a trend for gender neutral names.
Yeah, well, I'd say this, that I've a lot of your listeners who will be using Excel, and there's a great feature in Excel called VLOOKUP where you can check if a word in one list is also in another list. And I was able to check using this, like, did you have any, like, say, in the 1960s, were any of these names on the boy list also in the girls list? And very few. There's a few little overlaps, like Andrea and there was boys and girls called Andrea. Florence used to be a very popular name for boys. But generally, it was a very small numbers, but that number has been increasing very much this century. And you're finding there's probably two things, one of which is that abbreviations, like people are actually putting the abbreviation down as the full name. Like it used to be every Charlie was called Charles in their birth cert. Mm. And now Charlie could be Charlotte, Charlie could be Charles, and Charlie could just be Charlie.
Right. Okay. And but for it to be gender neutral, are they... were the names themselves gender neutral, or have they become gender neutral over time? If not,
very much has become gender neutral. You find sometimes names switch sides, and at the moment in the 2025 list, there's 63 names on like the boy list, which have also featured at some point on the girl list, and vice versa, obviously, because they match up. And so you find that there's names like Alex, Charlie, Stevie, and Robin being a big one. And one of the big ones that's broken through is on the boy name list is Nisha this year. Nisha, a lot of your listeners remember Deirdre of the Sorrows from school, and Nisha being the boy she fell in love with. But we also may have, many of your listeners will also have listened or have read the books by Nisha Dolan, who is a very, very talented multilingual writer from Dublin, and she is not a boy.
Yeah. Okay. Does that get, like, but some of these names would have been, or how many of these names would have been translated from English or an Irish version of an English name? Like Alva, as I understand it, was originally Albert.
Yeah, so Albert Reynolds is in the Irish version of his name was Alba, and Alva, and whereas we meet a lot of Alvas now who are girls, and it seems a lot of it is because a lot of Irish boy names end with a kind of an A sound or an A sound, like, and because of that, it seems that they could switch from one to the other. It seems like a lot of names, like our former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, when he was elected Taoiseach, the New York Times said that Ireland had picked its first female prime minister. And we hadn't. But they thought Enda sounds like a girl's name. And, you know, it fits a lot of patterns, you'd think, but it wasn't. And there are a number of other kind of names in that, Nisha being another one. And you see the kind of difference between Quiva and Quivine, and things that you might think, well, it's like there's a letter of a difference, and they both sound, they could sound either way. And a part of it is, I think, that some of it is changing attitudes to what we expect from our daughters to grow up like, and what we expect our sons to grow up like. But part of it is just this larger trend for of abbreviations getting through as full-blown names.
Yeah. Okay. So might we see the death of some names, that they won't come back?
Yeah, we do. And you see yourself. I mean, what I found is that the English stats go back a lot further than the Irish ones, because they've been a state longer. And there seems to be a 70-year bounce back of names, like things like Mabel and Doris, those kinds of, like, those names that were finished. It seems when 70 years pass, they can begin to creep back. And you see some of those names from Bridgerton have, like Eloise and stuff, maybe used to be Grace was an old lady name in Ireland, until now it's very much one of the very cool baby names.
Yeah.
But some names are never coming back, like, you know, Adolf and stuff like that.
Okay, well, fair enough. Will Sean ever come back? It's a self-interested question, I know. But I mean, back in the day, I suppose that might have been regarded as a stereotypically Irish name. So probably a lot of modern Irish parents wouldn't even dream of considering it.
Well, I mean, Sean, I think the problem there is your name is like, it's the opposite of Noah, and that Noah is statistic proof. There's only one way to spell it. So every Noah gets counted as Noah, whereas we have Sean with no fathers, Sean with a father in the right place, Sean with a father in the wrong place, Sean with fathers everywhere, Sean with fathers nowhere. So, and also S-H-A-W-N those lads are still creeping in. And so Sean, I think, is still a good popular name. I think it's pretty solid, but the statistics don't completely reflect that, because it hasn't, the name with the most variation seems to be Aveen. I think I counted that there's 11 different spellings of Aveen that are rocking the stats at the moment.
My word. So what are the two most popular names now for boys and girls, according to the latest figures?
Well, Rian has hit the top spot. It's finally knocked Jack off the top spot. And then, then Lily has popped up. So Grace and Lily, even though they're both English language based names, they're very rooted in Irish history. Obviously, Grace Gifford, the song Grace is so popular, and Grace O'Malley, the pirate Grace O'Malley, and we have and also Lily was James Connolly's wife.
Yeah. Okay. So there's definite roots there. Derek O'Shea, thanks a million.
Thank you very much, Sean. Mind yourself. Bye.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.